Welcome to this Thursday, broadcasting live from the historic Studio A of Worldwide KFUO. Studio A, we've been broadcasting continually here from 1927, which gives us the world record. Continual broadcast from one place. And so we greet you on this Thursday, what is it, May the 16th, 2013. People listening to us all over the world here in the St. Louis area via AM 850 and worldwide at KFUO.org, listening on their iPhones. We have an app for that. Smartphones, we're getting one for your Android, but you can already get that now. Go on our website to find that out. In your car, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi radio. We're giving away a Wi-Fi radio, one a month for the next year. And in the month of May, to honor moms, we're giving away one for the person who can give us the best comment on why your mom should get this Wi-Fi radio. It's easy to use. I bought one from my wife. You use it. It's more simpler than a radio. You just plug it in if you have Wi-Fi and have somebody like they say, a three-year-old can work, set this up on your Wi-Fi. And you program in your favorite station, which is Worldwide KFUO, and you turn on, and Worldwide KFUO comes up 24/7. It's that easy. So go on to our website, kfuo.org, or our Facebook. There we find all the details, which are easy, how to enter the contest. You just tell us why your mom deserves this Wi-Fi radio, and then have people vote on Facebook. Like, the person with the most likes, I think we're up to somebody's getting like 20, will get this radio. So we are a call-in program here on Faith and Family. So we welcome your participation by calling in 314-505-7850 in the St. Louis area, worldwide, 1-800-730-2727, or you can email us your question or comment at family@kfuo.org, family@kfuo.org. We'd love to hear your email. We'd love to hear your phone questions and comments. To the person who gives us the best question or comment today, and we're going to vote here at the end, we're going to send them a free copy of Rich Bimler's excellent book, Joyfully Aging, A Christian's Guide. That's because all this week we focus on aging. Today we focus on the aging question of financial fitness. And also, we're going to talk about how do you determine, and especially finances are a part of this, if your loved one or if you need some expert assistance. So we've got two experts on these topics with us today. Let me introduce them and welcome them to Worldwide KFUO and Faith and Family. First, Carol Mecca. She's the Director of Outreach Services for our good friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Carol, welcome to Faith and Family.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here this morning.
It's so great to have you. And also we have Sally Draghi. Did I pronounce that right, Sally?
Very well.
She's manager for a program called Volunteer Money Management, and we're excited to hear more about the outreach services and this volunteer money management. Now, let's talk about financial fitness. Sally, I understand you do presentations on this and a volunteer money management program. Tell us about this. Who's eligible? How does it work?
Well, it is an older adult service, and we assist older adults 60 and older.
I'm going to correct you there, because the place I'm hopefully going to retire in Florida,
okay,
they say you have to be, to live there and buy a place, 55 or better.
Oh, better?
Not older.
That's one.
55
that's
or better.
Or better.
60
that sounds
or better. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. We also assist adults that are 50 and older, or better, sorry, who have disabilities.
Okay.
And the program works where we kind of match a volunteer with a better 50-year-old to get assistance with maybe their basic financial tasks. It's nothing, it has to be catastrophical, it's going on in their world, but maybe the simple things that are getting a little more difficult to understand. Whether it's getting their balancing their checkbooks, helping do a budget is also a real nice key to get a good start on what they have.
And I've noticed that as I get better, as I get older, Sometimes
you do.
a lot of things like that kind of blow your mind. They're too complicated. You get kind of anxious. So that's
exactly.
One of the things you talk to them about and assess and cooperate with them to see if you can be of assistance.
Exactly.
Matching them up with a volunteer.
Right.
So that's where the volunteer comes in, volunteer money management.
Correct. And that volunteer is usually within the community and is located pretty close to where the client is.
Wow. Now, I'm fascinated by that. How many volunteers do you have now that do this type of thing? Do you have any idea?
We currently
have 135 volunteers in the program.
Are you kidding me? Just in this volunteer money management?
Yes.
Wow. Now, how big of a area do they help people with this financial fitness?
St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and Jefferson County.
That's a pretty big area. 135. That is great. Now, are they trained? Are they equipped to go out and assist us better ones, us older ones?
Well, you really just really want to feel comfortable as a volunteer doing this process. Most of them do it on their own home finances. They're the ones, or they're either have entrepreneurship, they have their own business. A lot of retired people, CPAs.
Oh, isn't that great?
And they want to give back to the community.
Yeah, so they've been gifted and they want to share that with as many people as they can. How wonderful is that?
It's a win-win. It's beautiful.
Right. How do people out there that are listening that want something like this, how do they begin the process?
As far as being a client who's looking, they could give us a call. My direct number is 314-446-2474. And if you're a volunteer looking to assist, it would call the same number.
Same number. And this is easy out there for your listeners because we're going to link right to your phone number.
Okay.
And your website and everything, so they don't have to worry about writing it down, remembering it. We're going to archive this show so you can listen around the clock, around the year to the same thing. And so we'll put your phone number, your contact information right out there on the website.
Sure. And what Sally does is usually we get a phone call from a family member, a friend, or an older adult who wants to learn more about the program. What's great about it is Sally can actually travel to that person's home to assist them and see what they need in regards to their finances. And Sally can talk a little bit more about that in the home visit and what that entails.
So initially you do like a home visit assessing the person and then see how you might link them up. Is that what you're
saying?
Exactly. Okay.
And then what their needs are, what we need to get them, the assistance they're looking for, and educate them. When you talk about someone's finances, it's something that you kind of want to hold close to your heart, and we dearly respect that privacy issue. Yes, I do go and I meet each of our clients one-on-one, and then I come back with a volunteer on the first visit. The volunteers are set up to have an orientation with me, a one-on-one.
Okay.
So it's kind of, there's a personal touch. Everybody, with me, through me, we kind of get to know what the needs are and location for the volunteer to make that work on a monthly basis, because they'll come back once a month.
That must be great for you to be able to get into the homes and the lives of these beautiful people.
Oh, I just love this job. I meet so many wonderful people and hear so many wonderful stories, and it's a real joy. I love it.
I bet. Now, how long you've been doing this, Alan?
Over 6 years.
Wow. Great.
Yes. Yeah, I started out as a volunteer.
You started as a volunteer and then went full-time.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Yes, that's a blessing.
Now, do you have a background in accounting or financial planning or anything like that?
I have my business degree.
Okay.
And I've done other business in business. Yeah. So, I mean, numbers.
You're familiar with budgets and.
Absolutely, yes.
Debit and credit and asset and liability and all that.
Right. Yeah. And what avenues maybe might be a best way to take and get things corrected, resources.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, when you're doing this physical fitness, how do you go about assessing where this person is? Because I know some people then really have problems that you already mentioned, maybe balancing the old checkbook out, keeping track of all their financial status, their investments, and And I know you kind of get, we say it's the paperless society, and that yet they're hitting us like crazy with, I know I get it all, and even I have a business degree, and wow, I just kind of go sometimes, wow, what are they flooding me with all this stuff? And so it can be overwhelming even
exactly.
for the best of us, can't it?
Absolutely. That could be very stressful.
Yeah.
When the bills pile up, and if someone has not been able to keep it up, so, which is nice where the volunteer will come and visit them on a monthly basis. And what we do is I even created a little financial fitness for your documents so they can start fresh and keep what they need and get rid of what they don't.
Oh, nice. So they don't even have to start hoarding this stuff.
Absolutely. Because out of sight is, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
So once you go through that assessment, then I take it that the next step would be for you to determine what volunteer or volunteers might match up well?
Correct. By geographical location for the volunteer.
Oh, sure.
And then we do, at that point, then set up a time all three of us meet.
Oh, you get to meet them again.
Yes.
How wonderful.
Yes. So it's a total of three visits. The volunteers visited on independently with me, and then the client, and then at the third visit is where we all meet.
Oh, how great.
Yes, and it's, I think that our clients certainly feel very comfortable after that point because yeah. there's that trust where we do screen all our volunteers, we do our background checks and due diligence and before we place them in a home.
And you know, that's important, especially with what you're doing. I know just overall too, my lovely wife, we just moved here from Detroit. And, you know, she retired a few years ago, and she always wanted to volunteer at a senior center because they took so good of her parents while they were alive that when we came here, she said, I want to work for this Lutheran Senior Services. So she 2 days a week, she's over at Merrimack Bluffs.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, she had to wait to do the security check, mm-hmm. and she was wondering, why did they have to check me out? And they were telling her, because
oh, yeah.
you really can't be too safe these days, can you?
Correct.
Especially with this, somebody working with strangers and helping with their finances.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you have to be careful, don't you?
Absolutely. We have a few safeguards in place where there's no cash that can transfer hands whatsoever.
Right.
So, and then they have no signature rights on any accounts.
So they can't sign checks?
They can't sign them. No, but they can prepare them, but they cannot sign them.
Wow. That's wonderful. Now, do you have a feel for how many clients are taking advantage of this wonderful service right now?
Yeah, currently we have about 140 clients located in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Wow, so you're a little bit more than one per your volunteer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Some volunteers do more than one?
Yes.
Depending on how they match up the geographical areas, you said, that kind of thing. That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, is some of them keep with you for quite amount of time?
Yes. We've had some volunteers who've been with us 10-plus years. I've been with Lutheran Senior Services for 12 years, and we have had continuous volunteers who help people for 5-6 years, and then they'll move on to another volunteer. So they really get to develop a relationship with their client. Besides the money management assistance, they get socialization. That older adult may not have somebody visiting them on a regular basis, and they really look forward to seeing their volunteer.
I was going to say, that's another real beneficial plus for both, isn't it?
Definitely. We survey our clients and our volunteers, and both of them state how wonderful it is to have that relationship, and especially the client saying, I really look forward to seeing my volunteer come every month, and I get to talk with them besides doing the money management tasks. So
yeah.
It is really a win-win for both the volunteer and the client.
Since we're worldwide and across the country, do you know of other regions that might have such a program in place?
Yes, AARP has a program in, I think, about 25 states. There is not one in the St. Louis area, which is one of the reasons why volunteer money management started back in 1991. If someone's looking for this type of service in their area, they just need to go to the AARP website and
yeah.
see if there is one located in their area. But it's very similar to the program we offer
Oh,
here.
Excellent. And so I was thinking, you know, there's probably some people out there right now today that want to consider maybe volunteering. or to have a volunteer come and work with them on their financial fitness. And so call us with your question, with your comment, and we'll sign you up either way right now. No, we'll talk to you, though, and try to answer your questions, your comments. So give us a shout at 314-505-7850 or worldwide 1-800-730-2727. You can also email us at, this is really hard, family@kfuo.org. This is all great. Now, your typical volunteer, how much time would they spend, let's say, in a week, in a month? Do you have any idea what the average volunteer might have to spend on time?
It averages about 2 hours. 2 to 3 hours. Actually, their money management tasks would be more like around two.
Okay.
Once you get them up to date and organized, then that time gets less because you've accomplished your goal, and that's to get them financial fitness.
Oh, great. So that's not a whole lot.
Yeah, they travel to their house once a month and then provide about 2 to 3 hours of assistance. So it's a monthly commitment to be a part of the program. So if they're able to do that, and a lot of volunteers like it because they can set up their own schedule. So if they want to work in the evening or on a Saturday, then they can set that up with the client, and then it just works out for both of them. So
yeah.
It's a little bit of time, but it just has a huge impact and really helps somebody stay independent in their homes.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, do you guys do all the scheduling, or the volunteer and your client, do they do that independently of you?
They do that independently. They work it with the volunteer uh-huh. together.
Now, do you any follow-up once that you assign somebody and get them off and going?
Yes, we have somebody who calls the client after they have utilize the program for 3 months to see how the service is going and to see how everything's working with the volunteer. And we also call the volunteer to see how everything's working with them in regards to their new situation working with the client.
Oh, excellent. Do you ever have get-togethers where you get all the volunteers together or the clients?
We do. We do. We look forward to it every year. We have an appreciation dinner.
Oh, nice.
Usually is in September, and we invite the volunteers, and then we have a speaker to educate us on maybe what's the trend and what's going on and maybe what we can help our clients with some knowledge.
Now, did you hear that out there? You get to go to a big get-together, plus the joy of helping somebody with their financial fitness. And as Carol was saying, to me, one of the upsides of this has got to be the joy of helping people just feel that they're wanted and somebody's interested
careful
in what they're thinking and I'm a former parish pastor, and I know what it is that, pastors are stretched so many ways, but you just love to sit down and just talk with people, the older people, hear what's on their minds, their hearts. You guys know what I'm talking about,
yes,
isn't
definitely.
It?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so what a blessing to be out there with God's children of all ages and show them the care of Jesus Christ through how we interface with them. It's got to be rewarding for everybody, doesn't it?
It really is. It really is, yes.
And Lutheran Senior Services provides so many things like this. And when I heard about it, I said, this would be ideal for this week. Now you can call your question or comment in, and we encourage you to do that. We're going to talk about another little area. And Carol, this might be yours. If it's not, forgive me, and we'll pass it on to Sally. The red flag checklist.
Yes, this is a tool that can help you determine if you or the older adult in your life needs more assistance in order to stay independent in the home.
Even financially, too, right?
Yes, one definitely of those, financially as well.
One of
well.
Those factors yes. that you assess.
Yes, and this is a checklist that anyone can use, family, friends, pastor, neighbors, relatives. It's really an objective way to look at what services or the needs are of an older adult. And some of the areas it addresses is cognition. So it looks at memory. Are they having difficulty finding words, or do you notice when you're visiting with them that they're repeating the same story within the same visit? So it looks at cognition. Nutrition. Have you noticed that they're losing weight? Are they not, they don't have the appetite they used to have? The clothes aren't fitting them the way they used to. So those are some other things. And then financial fitness. You know, we talked a little bit about that. Some warning signs or some signs that someone may need help is that you see stacks of mail on the dining room table. And some of it's open, some of it isn't. They're not forgetting to pay their utilities. Their checks are bouncing. So maybe they need help with a budget. Those are some things. So financial, we also looked at safety in the home. Are there clear pathways in the home? And then also recent transitions. Maybe somebody has recently died who used to help take care of them. And also for caregivers as well. You know, is there a caregiver involved or not? You know, especially if someone used to take care of them. So it's a really great way to objectively look at a situation. And if you check mark more than one thing in each category, that probably means you need to follow up either with a healthcare professional or an elder care specialist. And Lutheran Senior Services actually offers an Aging Answers resource and referral line. This is actually partially funded by the United Way of Greater St. Louis. And we have elder care specialists who can answer questions if, based on the red flag safety checklist, if you need more assistance. Maybe a loved one needs transportation resources, or maybe the reason they're not eating is they need someone to prepare the meals for them, or they need home-delivered meals or things like that. So we can provide that information free of charge over the phone.
Wonderful. You know, I you might know these two ladies that were here on Monday to kind of kick this week off talking about aging. Rita Vickery.
Yes, definitely.
And Leanne Coates.
Uh-huh.
We had a great time with them. And then someone outside of Lutheran Senior Services. I don't know how they got in here. No, she was great. Althea West.
Yes.
From home care assistance, if that's, and they were saying these same things. So this red flag checklist, how does a relative, a friend, get a hold of this and start to do this great assessment that you were talking about, Carol?
Great. It is on our website. You can go to www.lssaginganswers.org, or you can call our Aging Answers line at 314-446-2475, and it could be used in, you know, throughout, you know, it's applicable to anyone throughout. I know you serve a huge area, but it's a great objective way of looking at a situation, either for the older adult or the family member, and it's accessible to everybody on our website or
That's
calling
great.
Us.
And you don't have to remember or write down any of that. We'll get that from Carol, and we'll put it again out on our link and the archive version of the show, and you can just go out there and then click on that and have access to both of those. That's great. Is that Aging Answers and referral line, is that maybe across the country or region? Do you know, Carol, is that a standard thing that people across the country can have access to?
Well, Lutheran Senior Services, our Aging Answers line mainly serves St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and Jefferson County, but there are similar programs. United Way has a 211 program, so in throughout areas in the United States, you can dial 211 and get information and referral 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, if you can go, there's a program, it's federally funded, called the Elder Care Locator. And you can visit their website and get a phone number to talk to a specialist or access resources on the website as well. So an elder care locator is another way to access information on community resources in your area.
It's one of the real blessings of the technology and information age that
yes.
we have such quick access to so many resources. And I think when you start dealing with aging, that's what you're looking for. And so there's lots of great stuff out there, including yours, to take. So we're going to link up with a lot of this on our website, kfuo.org. When you're there, check out our Wi-Fi radio giveaway program. Check out our archives of Faith and Family. We archive what we talk about here every day, and we have all this linkage to all this great stuff for you as we're talking today. What Carol and Sally had shared about the Volunteer Money Management Program, Lutheran Senior Services, Aging Answers and referral lines will be all out there. So stick with us. We're going to come back after a break and talk more about financial fitness and other referrals for our aging. Stay with us here on Faith and Family.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of Inspiration in Action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Instead of an overpopulation problem, many countries are alarmed about their seriously dwindling numbers. Japan is the world's leading country in population collapse. Data produced by the U.S. Population Reference Bureau says Japan's plummet last year was the largest population decline since they started keeping records in the 1950s. This is really serious. Japan has a record number of people over 65. In about 50 years, their workforce will be only half the country's population. Japan has no immigration, so they depend solely on their women having babies. And at the moment, the nation's women don't want to have more babies. This is one of several countries who are reaping what they've sown in allowing abortion and ignoring the blessings of children.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Thursday, May 16th, 2013. Today's day sponsors are Randy and Rachel Asbury. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to KFUO in honor of their daughter, Christina, as she graduates from college. Once again, we say thank you to Randy and Rachel Asbury of St. Louis, Missouri, today's Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor. Congratulations to Christina.
Live Thursday on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Ted Giese review the movie Iron Man 3. We'll discuss the media's use of the terms fetus and baby with Terry Mattingly, and we'll continue our series on the daily prayer offices, talking with Pastor Will Whedon about a morning service called Matins.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
This week on Lamplighter Theater.
The ring! That is how it ended up in the nest! I must tell my mother what has happened. I must find Mary!
Out with you!
What?
Get out of my house!
Now?
Yes!
It is almost dark outside. She's a girl!
This is my house and I shall do whatever I please. Away with you!
Lamplighter Theater.
Saturday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO.
Researchers have recovered stem cells from cloned human embryos, a long-standing goal that could lead to new treatments for such illnesses as Parkinson's disease and diabetes. The effort is published in the journal Cell. But National Catholic Bioethics Center Education Director Reverend Tad Poholchik says the process creates and destroys life.
One is creating an embryonic identical twin for the purposes of destroying that twin.
A federal appeals court in Cincinnati has rejected asylum for a Christian family that fled Germany to Tennessee so it could homeschool their children. Michael Ferris of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association says Germany has a motive for banning homeschooling.
They don't want pockets of people in the country who think differently than the German public schools will train you to think.
The ruling is being appealed. A prosecutor in Idaho has filed criminal charges against two men accused of intentionally setting fire to a pair of churches in the town of Emmett last month. I'm Norman Hall.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. Rod Zwanisser, your temporary host, having a good time talking about financial fitness for our aging population, and also some wonderful outreach services that our good friends at Lutheran Senior Services have. A red flag checklist, which sounds just so wonderful for friends and family to go through and see if they need to get some professional assistance in any of these areas. And if they need some financial assistance, they can call Sally and the people at the Volunteer Money Management Program. We have all those links on our website, and also this Aging Answers and Referral line. You said you have some examples, some stories to share with our listeners. Let's start with you, Sally, if we may. Give us some example or two about the volunteer money management.
A good example would be our desire, our goal is to help the older adults live as independently and as long as possible. So, for example, we have some visually impaired clients, and they are working people, and they go out into the community, they have jobs, and they come home, and we assist them when it comes to volunteers is placed with them to help them make sure what they read their mail and make sure that they're getting the proper bills paid. And even now they don't do their business, these clients can do their own business as well, but this is kind of a an extra protection for them to make sure that things are running smoothly.
In this case, they're really their eyes, aren't they, to assist them to sort out what's important financially and get it taken care of.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly. And we do have tools that we do, if they need, as like I said, the financial fitness organization tool, that it makes it easy. If you needed to retrieve your medical information, your investment information, and it's all broken down very simple, so in like four different files, so that makes it nice to retrieve for
sure.
Those and family members also. I get calls from all over the country with her family members who may live here and want me to come and get the help that they need.
Speaking of calls, we'd like to get yours with your questions or comments about aging, about financial fitness, about a referral, about the red flag checklist. So call us at 314-505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or email us at family@kfuo.org. The winner will get a copy of Joyfully Aging, A Christian's Guide by our good friend Rich Bimler. I'm holding it up to the microphone so you can see it. Great looking book. So call us and chat with Carol and Sally. One or both of you mentioned your work among disabled people out there. Do you do some volunteer money management with disabled besides those visually impaired, Sally?
Oh, yes. Yes. A variety of what the disability is. 50 and better is all they need to be, and they could be matched and assisted with a volunteer.
Do you have some of that now besides the visually impaired that you were telling us about?
Sure. We've had folks who have arthritis in their hands, so they can no longer write out those checks. So that would be an example. Or visually impaired, or they had a recent stroke, and so they're no longer at the moment maybe to write out the checks, or they need help calling banks and things like that because they're not able to do that right now.
Sure.
So
sure.
It could be a recent medical issue, or it could be a long-standing disability that they have, such as the arthritis. So,
boy, that would be wonderful. I mean, let's say that they're in situations which we know occur where family members are not around, their friends maybe aren't around to help them with this, and so this is really filling in a magnificent way, isn't it?
And sometimes they like to keep independent and not bother their family.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah,
yeah.
They don't. They're probably taking enough time of their family for all kinds of other things, so this is one that they can get taken care of and enjoy their family in other ways.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Great. Good point. Thanks for that, Sally. Carol, you had some stories about your referral line, your red flag. You want to share one or two of those for us?
Sure. We get a number of phone calls from caregivers who are taking care of older adults, and we had a daughter call recently who she was overwhelmed with taking care of her mom. She was working, taking care of her family, and she was really looking for some resources. So mom would be safe in her home, but that would also give her a break from caregiving. So we were able to talk to her about some programs, some in-home service programs that she could utilize to give her mom a break, and also to give her a break and then make sure that her mom's services are met, such as she needed help with meal preparation and some cleaning. And she also was at risk for falling. And so we had talked to her about getting a button, which is a personal emergency response system through Lutheran Senior Services. So if she did fall while her daughter was away, then she could get immediate assistance. And that was definitely a relief to her daughter, so she can continue doing what she's doing on a regular basis, and she knows mom is taken care of. So,
you know, I know having gone through that with my in-laws, how much assurance you have if that kind of thing is in place. You know, because as we grow better, as we grow older, you know, the chance of falling, especially with people that want to have their independence, which is great, that kind of thing is just so vital.
Definitely.
And that is just terrific.
Yeah, the home is the number one place where people fall. And they estimate, I think, 30% of older adults 65 and older will fall. So it's very important if they're at risk for falling. So if you notice that they're unsteady walking in the house, or they're using furniture, or they're having difficulty getting up and down from chairs, it may be good to get a personal emergency response system, which, again, Lutheran Senior Services offers.
I know it. And, you know, as a pastor, I just can tell you horror stories of when I went into the homes of my shut-in elderly and saw that they would manipulate sometimes two, three stories or more, steep concrete steps going down to the basement. And I'm saying, you need to stop that. You know, if you've got a freezer or something down there, get a friend to come in and get it for you. Don't do that.
It's hard.
It is tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so I bet in your red flag you're talking about assessing the environment.
Yes.
That's one of the things
definitely
that they could check out, isn't it? How much of a transition from levels do they have to manipulate for normal living? Do they have to reach up on cabinetry and so forth? That can be problematic.
Oh, definitely.
I know there's experts too that come in and assess that in a home. I think we're discussing that on Monday, and so that's great stuff for loved ones and friends to help out with. As you say, that red flag. And it doesn't mean we have to institutionalize you yet, but we need to work with you to make it a safe an environment for you to maintain your independence.
Definitely. That's, you know, just normalizing it that, you know, as we get older, we need to make changes to our environment to change our needs, you know, that what's happening with us. So that just happens as we get older. And so that's one of the things I suggest, especially when families are talking to older adults, is to really say, we're all getting older, I'm getting older, and we all have to make changes just to, in order for you to help, you know, stay in the home. So,
yeah. And so you've got all kinds of just fantastic resources for not only the aging person themselves, but for those who are trying to help them out.
Yes, definitely. And one of the things with Sally's program, Volunteer Money Management, when we do provide the volunteer with a lot of tools when they're going out to help the older adult. We have templates for budgets to help them create the budget. And we also try to, you know, help them in regards to, you know, if they're getting a lot of phone calls they don't want to receive, you know, get them on the Missouri no-call list. And we talk to them about other ways to stop, you know, all that junk mail we may get, and they get them signed up to get to not get those anymore. So,
you know, that's such an important point you're bringing up there, because we know of some really bad types out there in our society, unfortunately, that take advantage of this age group.
Definitely.
And so to help them out is really nice. And so before they sign something, you could tell them, hey, call me up. I'd be glad to look
absolutely
at it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
A contractor that's in the area and says, well, you got this problem, you need to do such and
right.
such. And if they don't have another source, call their volunteer in the
exactly.
money management, say, could you help me out, or find somebody,
yes.
or call your referral yes. line, and away you go to protect these people.
And just even having a volunteer that is assisting them, if someone hears that that's what they have, a confidant, then they may not even attempt to try to discredit them. They've already got that protection.
Thank
in
you
place.
So much for bringing that up. Sally, do your volunteers find that they become these people's confidants, and they even do more than their financial fitness?
Yeah, they do.
Within
limits,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And that companionship kind of falls into place, and that trusted person. And we all could use one, you know. This day and age, you just never know which way to go forward. Decisions get harder as we get older, so it's really
absolutely.
Nice to
and just to bounce your you're thinking on something that's important off on somebody else that might have experience or knowledge.
Yes.
Or even seek it out for you. Because a lot of times I don't think these people are probably able to do all the information, the technology stuff. If somebody else could do that for them, what a blessing.
We do that too. We help them get set up on their computer at home to get their bills paid if they want to do it automatically, and keep an eye on their checkbooks. And
So if they want to pay online, you can help them set that up with their financial institutions. And
they can speak with the banker as long as they're together with their client. They'll be able to help them.
Did you hear that out there, listeners? This is just a fantastic service. Wow. And the requirement is to be 50 years or better or older.
When you're disabled, it is 50.
Oh, 50 when you're disabled.
Exactly. Okay. The qualifications for the program. And have a checking account. Or 60.
Or 60.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that is just fantastic. And so the contact information for this volunteer money management is on our website. Sally, we were talking about a financial fitness tool in the break. Did we talk about that yet?
Oh, absolutely. I briefly mentioned it. Yes, a little bit about what it does. It organizes your important
papers. Let's hear about that, what this is that you offer and how you might utilize that with one of your clients.
And if it's the need of our client, that's what's...
So if you assess it that this is be a benefit to them and they agree to it?
Yeah, exactly. Then when the client comes over and they can start going through their papers and get a box and start following this system where it's four files and... we designated it color coordinated, where you've got a personal file, insurance file, medical, and financial.
And it's color coded.
Color coded.
So when their loved ones or whoever else is helping out, and they need to take, they don't have to get panic and say, they can even call up their volunteer and say, now what color was that again?
Right, absolutely. The volunteer and the family members are in connection, so that's assistance. And there's a check-off list of what's in there, so it's very easy for you just to pull that up.
I need to get a copy of the wild, bright pink one for my wife and I. We can't remember all the time.
Yes.
And there it is. Keep 7 years these documents, keep 1 year these. And that helps too, doesn't it?
It really
does.
Keep
indefinitely this list.
Absolutely.
So you guys go through that with them.
Yes, and the other tool is that Carolyn mentioned was we have a large print check register. So it's another thing that's kind of nice that I even suggest to all my clients, whether they need it or not. When you start with your volunteer, why don't you start fresh? And use this check register, and then get yourself.
Yes, and that's free of charge too. Yeah, so they just need to call our office, and we'll mail that to them for free. They need a large print check register, and Sally actually does this financial fitness. She not only does that with clients individually, but she'll go out to church groups and do presentations and give that information to folks if they want to get organized themselves.
Wow! So I know there's all kinds of listeners out there that have clubs, committees, organizations in their church and other that could really use this. So get a hold of Carol, Sally, all the fine people at Lutheran Senior Service. They'd be glad to come out and give an entertaining talk, I bet, as we're having here.
Absolutely.
Just great stuff. I really like that.
That's my gift to you.
Oh, my goodness. And my gift to you is going to be this Joyfully Aging book if nobody calls in. So you're going to get that, whether you want it or not.
Awesome.
Rich Kindler's book is going home with you. So, Carol, you got any more success stories or something that has touched you?
Sure.
In this referral program?
Sure, with the referral program. We also have a lot of low-income individuals who call our program who are in a crisis situation. Now, we always encourage people to be proactive and call, you know, before crises happen, but obviously we're not always doing that. So when we have someone in a crisis situation, maybe they cannot afford nutritional supplements or incontinence supplies. We had a lady who her doctor had said that she needed nutritional supplements and she couldn't afford it. So we were able to link her with resources to get those free nutritional supplements so she could follow what her doctor had said. So we have a lot of low-income folks who call our Aging Answers line. So what we also can do is we can provide some short-term case management services where we can go out and do an in-home assessment, find out what their challenges are, in relation to wanting to stay at home, look at what they're able to do in the home, collect information, determine what their options are, and then come up with that care plan. So whether if it's a financial situation where, or if they want to move to senior affordable housing, or if they just need help applying for different benefit programs, we can do that as well through Outreach Social Services. So,
outstanding. And so in this outreach services that you provide, you really can go out to almost anybody with any scenario and assess where they're at, what they need.
Mm-hmm,
and
definitely.
And if you have something you know of or discover, you can link them up.
Yes, definitely. We have resources from A to Z, we like to call it. So if we don't know the answer, we're going to research it and find it. But we definitely have a huge binder full of resources, and we definitely utilize the internet to access information. So we have a lot of information to give people on numerous topics, whether it's doctors that make home visits, whatever it may be, we have those lists. So
right.
And when you're a volunteer with my program, you have access to all that through me, because what the needs of their clients, they share with me.
Sally, as some of your clients may be age, do they need help like with financial planning, that if you do have such a volunteer with that skill set, or you could find somebody that you could refer them to? Do you do that kind of service?
We don't do their financial investment planning, no, but we are refer if that was a need, yes. But normally our clients will have that in place.
Okay.
And then we could work with them as well.
Yeah, let's say that they're not satisfied or something like that, or want to move in another direction. You could help refer them and get together what they need to take to a new financial planner and work with that?
Yes.
Okay. That is great. Well, you offer so much. I mean, what a wealth and breadth and depth of services that you provide there at Lutheran Senior Services. On this red flag checklist, once you get through this, and let's say that the loved one or the neighbor or the friend discovers some things where they think that this person could really use assistance, do a lot of them then recontact you to talk about where you might direct them for expert help and advice?
Yes, exactly. So after they finish completing the red flag safety checklist, if they have definitely have checked mark some concerns that they have, we always suggest they call back the Aging Answers line so we can find out what the concerns are and then link them with the appropriate resources. And if necessary, you may suggest that a professional come out and actually meet with that friend or neighbor and see if we can do more in regards to those concerns or challenges. So we can go out and do the case management piece as well. You know, sometimes that's difficult for neighbors to do that, approaching someone. You know, they're worried about how that's going to be taken. And I always suggest, you know, if you're close to somebody and if you're talking to them and you show, you know, I'm concerned about you, I've been a friend for such a long time and I've noticed this and I want to help you so you can stay in your home. Using I statements are so important when you're having those conversations. And just show if you love, you know, if you have concern or love for them, I think that'll show in the conversation and make it easier. Sometimes it's that close friend, pastor, or family member who can really speak to them. I know sometimes family members, you know, they're too close to the situation and maybe they want someone else to come in and speak to that neighbor. But it's so important. If you do it with love that you're concerned about them, it should go great. And you can always talk to a professional as well.
Yeah, that's such good advice that, again, as a pastor, I know a lot of times people would come to me and say, you need to talk to so-and-so. I can't quite approach it as you can. It's easy for me even to say, I'm never going to tell them that we talked and what you thought. I'll just go and make my own assessment. And then, you know, you could just be the friend and I'll be the pastor that has to say, I think it's time to look into something that will that will alleviate your problems. And so, and even more so, I would take it when if they suspected some financial fitness problems.
Definitely.
Don't want to.
Or someone, maybe a neighbor sees that they're getting something done to their home that's quite costly.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, or looks kind of shaky that you might want to say, hey, I think we need someone from the outside to look into this.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, very good. And who wouldn't want a neighbor and a friend like that that would help ward off some real disaster, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And I know our volunteers do that. We had a phone call, a couple, you know, we get phone calls from clients and they want to contact their volunteer because, like, they get a form in the mail or somebody wants them to sign something. Now, a lot of them will not do it until their volunteer reviews it. So I think that's so important. They have someone they can go to. If they don't have that neighbor or friend or family member, they know they can talk to this person and go over it before they make a decision. And see.
Even with phone calls, when
yes.
they get stuck on a phone call, you know, they have their heart out. They want to help who's ever on the other end, maybe. They
yes.
feel like, well, should they or shouldn't they? And they can, if they have a volunteer, they can say, let me speak with my volunteer.
That's great. That's great. You know, sometimes we even hear stories about, and I had this with a friend, that they called her up and say, your grandson has been arrested and he's in a jail far away.
Oh, yeah.
And he needs some money right now.
Mm-hmm. That scam's going on.
Yeah, and there are all kinds of that really take advantage of this vulnerable group of people mm-hmm. who love their grandkids.
That's right.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. There's That's an emergency situation where they react.
Yeah.
So.
And so it's nice that if they have a volunteer or somebody. I was going to ask you, Sally, now what's the frequency that, maybe we talked about this, and so if we did, please forgive me. What's the frequency that most of your volunteers would on average get in and have contact with their clients?
They keep monthly contact with them.
Monthly contact.
And
right.
maybe they don't need it every month. Maybe they, after they get it a certain situation where they're smooth sailing and things are good, but they don't want to lose them. They love that, you know, confidence, someone looking over things for them. So it's about, you know, 2 hours a month and, you know, curtailed to what their needs will be. Again, volunteers end up probably giving more. Because they enjoy it, and it is a very rewarding program.
Yeah, so they some of them do more depending on
yes.
their availability and what they can provide.
I have some volunteers who have multiple clients as well.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying something like 135 volunteers, mm-hmm. and now the client's load is greater than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you could probably, you have the capacity to have a few more clients?
Definitely. And more volunteers as well.
It's just
both
seems
of those.
Like it's an ongoing process that seems to be working very
yeah.
well.
And maybe we need a call-in fitness program because nobody's calling in, nobody's emailing in to get this Joyfully Aging book. So, Sally, you're going to get it today, and then you can give it to whoever you want to.
Oh,
huh?
We have a library at the office, so we'll
okay.
share it.
If they don't have it, you just put it right there, so this is great.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So we have just enjoyed having both of you here today. Carol Melka, Director of Outreach Services,
thank you so much for sharing
the red flag and this aging answers and referral and all the rest that you have. God's blessings on all that you do.
You're welcome. It's so
maybe we
nice
can have
you
back you. Again another time.
That'd be great.
Sally Drake, manager for the Volunteer Money Management Program.
Thank you.
What a great program.
Thank you so much. I
and
feel
God's
the blessing. Same way.
And now I know where to refer people that need this kind
oh,
of thing.
Great. Thank
and you
so
much.
And so thanks
much.
For being our guest and Faith and Family. And tune in tomorrow when we're going to have some volunteers of the senior services that really do this. Talking about how they keep active and volunteer.
Yes.
I think one might
one
even be
ours.
In the
Absolutely.
Money volunteer management program.
Yes, yes you
so
do.
Tune in tomorrow on Faith and Family. Until then, may the Lord go with you and bless you richly. Catch us tomorrow here on Faith and Family. Mm-hmm.